they're basically an effort by the Chinese government, yes, to invite public participation in a way that doesn't actually threaten their control on power. So they are developing the approved channels, in essence, for the public to voice its opinion and its concern. It doesn't mean that they have to listen to the people's opinion and people's concerns. Some local leaders will and some won't, I mean, just like it is here. I think the real issue and the real change that we need to look for, you know, is when they allow the press, for example, to go out and expose corruption without fear of reprisal. Right? Well, when the press is allowed to go and report on things that are taking place in the country that maybe are outside the purview of the Communist Party's direct interests. I think that's the kind of vehicle of information, of transparency that the country really needs.
Yeah, and it seems like they're one of the worst in the world on that. In fact, since 1999, China has put more journalists in prison than any other country. That's according to the Committee to Protect Journalists.
Right.
And the government has certainly worked hard to curb free expression on the internet and to block access to websites. That is, as you said, I mean, this is something that they have done, they continue to do until they turn this around. I mean, are they ever going to be really accepted by the rest of the world in terms of being a society that is basically on pace with other, you know, democracies, as it were?
You know, I think that's a really good question. And, you know, a few years back, there was a lot of talk about sort of the China model and how other developing countries, why follow the United States or Europe with their democracies? They're messy and you know, cause all sorts of problems. Here you have this authoritarian state with this extraordinary economic success, which makes a lot more sense to a lot of the current dictators in the developing world, right? But I think in the just this past year, where we've seen China confronted with a lot of international pressure on issues like Sudan, like China's role in Sudan, or just most recently in Burma or even Zimbabwe, I think that China's lack of democracy, you know, as it's engaging in these regions, is problematic. And, you know, the African countries themselves have called upon China to play a more active and positive role in Sudan. The same is true in Southeast Asia with regard to Burma. So I think that there's both on the international front, there's a recognition by China that it's going to have to step up and play a more constructive role. It can't simply say we're not going to play in the politics of these countries. And I think also there's a recognition that, yes, China's growth has been spectacular, but it faces just this enormous set of domestic challenges, not just the environment, but its educational system, its public health system, its pension system. All of these are weak, underdeveloped, and really need to be addressed before the country can be a modern state. And so I think countries look at China now and see not just this economic rising power, but a country that really is beset with a number of very serious social problems.
Do you know how the situation is with AIDS in China?
You know, AIDS is an interesting area. It's over the past decade, it's at times China has seemed to want to be open and to work with the international community, to be accepting of its own domestic non-governmental organizations and doctors that want to shed light on the problem and the issue. And then at times it seems not really to be interested in that. You know, right now, for example, one of the top chief AIDS activists in China has been under house arrest. So it goes back and forth, and it's hard to say what's driving this kind of response to this domestic public health threat. But they can't quite seem to one, fully acknowledge the scope of the problem, and to embrace, you know, all of the people that want to really deal with the problem. So I think there are political issues for some reason at stake for them that they're not fully willing to deal with.